Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
So, it's a huge industry. We're going to shift gears for a little bit. We're talking about the video game industry because it's about a $43 billion industry, and that's just, Jason, in the U.S. alone. So, let's talk with the voice and advocacy group behind it all. We're talking about the Entertainment Software Association, ESA. Stan Pierre-Louis is president and CEO of the association, and he joins us now. He's on the phone from Washington, D.C. Stan, nice to have you here with us. Jason and I often talk about this industry because we see a lot of movement, a lot of growth going on. You guys have a new promotional campaign out. It's called Game Generation. Talk to us a little bit about it.
First of all, thanks for having me. We're really excited to talk about this campaign. As you mentioned, we're a $43 billion industry. And let me just show what that means in the U.S. 164 million Americans are playing in the U.S. That's 65% of the American adult population. And the reason they're playing is, number one, they love the challenge and fun of video games. Everyone loves being able to go through a game, get through those different levels, see all the new characters. But the other reason we're finding people play significant amounts is because of the community that they really get to build. And so as they're playing and building community, it builds that fun. It builds a circle of four people, and we want to celebrate that in this new campaign, Game Generation. We've got a website called gamegeneration.org where people can sign up and get alerts and information. They can also share their stories. But we're really encouraging people to share their stories on any platform that they find useful for them, because the more we can get the word out, the more we can start that conversation about the power of video games.
Stan, I got to ask you, is this like when Vegas was trying to be a family town? The reason I have to ask is, you know, some of the criticism of all of the video gaming, whether it's the violence, the guns, the sex that seems to be in these games, and you have a lot of kids that are playing these games at a young age. There's been studies out there questioning, you know, the impact that these games have on kids who are playing. How do you counter that?
Well, that's a great question, because what we've been doing over the years, and we want to reiterate, is that our industry is the best at providing consumers, and especially parents, with information about what's in the game. So right now, you can go to parentaltools.org and get any information about how to set parental controls on various devices, and it takes you step-by-step through those. We also have the leading information source called the ESRB, the Entertainment Rating Software Board. And what they, or Entertainment Software Rating Board, and what they provide is information about what's in the game. And the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has looked at what they do and said it's the best of the best in terms of media organizations. And one of the reasons is because we're able to provide that information from the source itself and able to provide information that parents get to use. And that's part of what this campaign is about, is reminding people not only about those great resources, but also about the fact that video games are part of our lives in a positive way. One of the things it does is, for instance, bring people together in an inclusive way. And last year at the Super Bowl, you may have seen the ad by Microsoft for its Xbox adaptive controller that allows people with physical limitations to play on the same level as everyone else. that's, again, one of the things that our industry does better than anyone, which is why it's the dominant form of entertainment in the U.S. And you're also seeing video games being used in education, in the medical field. Right now, it's being used in classrooms, you know, for 35 million students who've been through the Minecraft education version. And you're also seeing in the workplace, surgeons are now practicing using virtual reality technology, which helps them see different angles that you couldn't see before. So more and more game technology is being used to advance society. And what we want to do is make sure we're talking about that positive impact, because mm-hmm. it's there, people feel it, right. and they connect with it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Really interesting stuff. Eager to see how this goes. Stan Pierre-Louis is President and CEO of the Entertainment Software Association. He joined us on the phone from Washington, D.C.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
All right. Well, as we dance into our last segment here, who better to end the show with than Hannah Elliott? Who's better than her? Auto columnist for Bloomberg Pursuits. And as I joked earlier in the show, making a lot of money on the stock market. Why don't you diversify into some cars? You can invest there. She's got 10 to consider for 2020. Hello, AG.
Hello.
I love your blazer.
Thank you. I wore it just for you.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, you know, and I think about cars. Some people buy it out of necessity. Some because they're just kind of a car that brings them joy. But you obviously can make a really good investment, right?
Yeah, and I have to preface this by saying, look, the real advice is buy what you love. If you buy thinking you're going to make a bundle of cash on anything, you're bound to be disappointed. So the disclaimer above all of this is buy what you love, because even if something goes south, you'll still at least have a car you love to drive. However, there are some nice pockets of very unexpected, weird, quirky things that, according to the people I talk to, might be a little exciting as a Euro
unfolds. All right, so what's your favorite?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
That's a really good question. I'm partial to the Porsche 996 for, you know, many reasons, but this is a car, I love it because it's a car that has been derided and snubbed by Porsche enthusiasts for the headlights, among other things, but those headlights, they call them the fried egg headlights. It's kind of considered an quote-unquote ugly 911.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing driving car. The great thing is, behind the steering wheel, you can't see the headlights if you don't like them anyway.
Yeah.
And you can really get them for a decent price. And they, I mean, everyone knows Porsche does incredible in aftermarket sales and collectible values. And so it's only going to go up.
Can I say, I love the Porsche 914.
Oh, this is a great one too. The 914, also an underloved Porsche. Now I have to say, one sold for about $1 million.
Wow.
In January in Scottsdale. That is an aberration. It doesn't mean the one that you own is going to be also worth $1 million. But these little cars can be had for $10,000. You get a great one. Again, they're only going to go up. They're so fun. You can work on them yourself. They're great little drivers. Really fun little cars.
What is a Bizzarini?
A Bizzarini is an Italian car that, you know, it's kind of the thinking man's Ferrari. You could say it's the evolution of Ferrari because it really incorporated a lot of design elements and engineering that came from Ferrari. It's really obscure. Like, very, very few of them were made. But if you can get your hands on one, they're pretty special cars.
Pretty rare. Pretty rare.
Extremely rare.
Okay.
All right, so the Dodge Viper as well. I mean, that is one that, I don't know, like, very flashy, right?
It's very flashy, and I will say perhaps it's not to your taste. It's perhaps not to my taste. However, I think now is the time to buy them. These were made in the late 90s, early 2000s. It's a lot of car for the money. They're, one, in excellent condition. You can be had for around $50,000. That's a great value,
and
that's
right?
No, it's great. It's a lot of car. Yeah. Chrysler's roaring V10 engine. If you're a big, you know, American muscle car type of guy or woman, this is a great option.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I mean,
but inexpensive, like compared to.
Yeah, that's the thing. These are at the bottom of their value right now. So, you know, you can expect it to go up.
I'm putting it up there. I'm putting this up for everybody on YouTube. But the Jaguar XK.
I love that
120 Roadster.
It's got great. Now you have to make sure the one you buy is really sorted because some of those older British cars can really be. Challenging to have on a reliable mechanical basis. So if you can find one that's really sorted by a mechanic that you trust, it's a established heritage brand. It's right. Going to hold its value.
It is stunning.
And a Range Rover. You have a really nice looking Range Rover.
It's weird to say this because
the Queen's Range Rover?
I don't know if this
is
that's
ones?
A great question. I mean, this is the car that, like, people were buying new when I was in high school, so it's weird to say that it's a classic collectible type thing, but again...
Especially given how young you are.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, 25.
That's right.
Can't believe it. But again, this really set the design precedent for future generations of Range Rovers. Millennials love them because this is, again, what we had in high school.
And you can get it for, like, $31,000.
Yeah. Yep. Just make sure the mechanics are solid. That's the other, again, another British brand. You really got to watch it on those.
Icing on the cake today. We had a crazy day, lots of news, and this was a perfect way to end it.
It was really nice,
too. That's the great thing about cars. That's why I love them.
Exactly. All right, Hannah Elliott, auto columnist for Bloomberg Pursuits.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.